We continue to pray for the sinful city's prayer focus. Today it's the excesses and vices, smoking and poverty. They include how many people smoked, in what areas, the vaping, e-cigarettes, regular smoking, and poverty levels. So smoking cigarettes in California actually declined among adults in the last 5 years, but increased in the number of youths who use other things like hookah, e-cigarettes, and vaping machines. And sadly, people are unaware and educated that the factors of using these devices still can give negative impacts to the body. In our county, adult smokers are 13% increased. California averages 9, U.S. average 15. 18% of high school students use e-cigarettes and vaping machines once a day. The average poverty rate in California is 17.7%. That increased from 12. 19 cities in San Bernardino are above that, but the good news is that's 11 cities less than last year. Hallelujah. So those above 17.7 included Daggett, Hinckley, Needles, Baker, Homestead Valley, Mesquoy, Cedar Glen, Morongo Valley, Trona, Sugarloaf, Searles Valley, Barstow, Joshua Tree, Big Rivers, Landers, Pinyon Hills, Victorville, and Montclair. The four cities that were used in the data research for sinful cities and discovered that all four of their poverty levels went down, not a dramatic amount, but a little. Fontana is now at 9.92, Ontario 12.4, San Bernardino 18.6, and Rancho Cucamonga at 8. Father, we thank you that your word says, whoever mocks the poor insults his maker, and he who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. We pray for a continued decrease in smoking of all ages in our county. We also pray for more education, especially about those that are using other devices and other forms of smoking, that they would see the damages that are done to the body. So we pray for that to increase, and greater than the people who are making, distributing, handing out, and all of that, the people, the education will cause them to go against it and stop it. We thank you, Father, that the transformation of Jesus is what will make that happen. We also pray for more people to understand how to handle their money, that they would be able to have classes in the community colleges and in the cities that are free, that churches would teach people how to spend their money properly, that they would show them that when they give their money unto you, that God, all of their needs will be provided. And so, Father, we pray that they would give the first of their fruits, and that they would see that holding on to their money only causes them to be more in debt, but being generous like you causes them to be blessed. So Father, we pray for that to happen, more on money management, and people would see that the love of money is the root of all evil. So we pray and declare that our cities in this county will see a decrease in smoking among all ages and a decrease in the poverty rates. And we thank you and praise you for that they have gone down in the last year, in Jesus' name.